The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 1 degree at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Aaron Azari. Here are today's headlines. Looking for clues in a hit and run on a stroller? Are Quebec Anglos about to lose their rights? And trying to boost public transit? On November 16th, a hit and run took place in the borough of Outremont when a driver hit a pedestrian pushing a stroller. Miraculously, neither the person or the baby were injured. Our reporter Gabrielle Perrière Leblanc is on the scene where the hit and run took place. Gabrielle, how is the intersection looking today?
Well, Era, the incident took place where I'm standing right now on the intersection of Bloomfield and La Joie Avenue in the Outremont borough. The video of the incident was shot where I'm standing, and at this moment, at the intersection, I see 2 CTV cars, 3 Radio Canada cars, and Outremont police has been strolling by a few times. I've also seen a lot of residents stopping by, looking curiously at what's happening. So this story has definitely shocked a lot of people, Era.
Gabrielle, do you see how this intersection could have been tricky for the driver?
Honestly, from the video, you wouldn't think it's like that tricky of an intersection, but standing here right now, it is quite busy. From all directions, cars are coming. The stop sign is not as obvious as it appears in the video as well. So not that it's an excuse for pushing a baby, but definitely a busy intersection.
How did the residents of the area feel about what happened?
I spoke to a local, actually, a neighbor that has lived here for 40 years. He was standing on his porch wondering what was going on and why media was all around this morning, and he had this to say.
They should have had speed bumps over here. Like I said, it was bound to happen. Sometimes just boom, boom, boom. A lot of traffic, especially with the school over here. Now the school, from what I see, before they didn't have any school buses. Now they have school buses, so less kids walking around.
Gabrielle, do police have any news about the leads of this hitter?
I spoke with the SPVM this morning, and this is what they had to say.
No new development. We're investigating. We're trying to get more information on the driver and the mark and the model of that vehicle. We know it's a black vehicle that was involved in that hit and run. So we're still trying to figure out who was driving. So we're asking the help of the public.
People of the area are definitely curious and shocked. That's for sure, Era.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Montreal Police's anti-gang team is on the case of a major police operation targeting a synthetic drug network with ties to organized crime in Quebec and Ontario. This would guide police to carry out searches concurrently in Montreal, Lanaudière, Mauricie, the Laurentians, and Ontario. Police are being assisted by the Sûreté du Québec with no less than 300 officers and investigators from the anti-gang are partaking in this operation. Drug addiction has ravaged the country for years. To highlight the National Addictions Awareness Week, the federal government announced they will provide $15 million and implement 24 new projects to help those with substance addiction. Our reporter, Myriam Catul, has the story for us.
The director of Andy House Treatment Center, Mike Weston, is upset that this announcement is being done 4 years after the government promised it. He expected those programs to be put in place since 2017.
There are obviously 4 years behind. So we're waiting for official word from our governing body to find out what they're going to do with the money and what the programs consist of.
As well, he has high expectations on where the money shall be forwarded.
Well, we hope that it goes towards the right programs. Mm-hmm. If all of the money goes into administration and harm reduction, and nothing goes into actually, you know, funding treatment beds, then it doesn't really help much.
According to Minister Caroline Bennett, 42,000 overdoses have been reversed in 2017. That being said, the federal government chose to approach the problem by providing more money to the frontline organizations who are working directly with those people fighting substance addiction instead of leaving them by themselves.
Because we have seen that the stigma towards people who use substances causes many to hide their use or avoid seeking help, even if they feel they need it, in which that means that a majority of overdoses in Canada happen when people are using alone.
The money will be forwarded to organizations across Canada. to help with their good work by helping prevent overdose, decrease the harm made, and offer more treatment to these marginalized groups. Myrialine Catul, Concordia News.
A cry for help from a mother of two in Magog after her home has been destroyed by arson. Annie Dusty's violent ex set fire to her apartment and car, leaving her with nothing. She is currently living with a friend and hasn't received any financial aid. A request has been made to the Quebec's Victim Compensation of Criminal Acts. However, it is still being processed. A battle in Parliament might mean Quebec's minority English speakers might lose their right to express themselves in, well, English. Andreas Antoine breaks down what C-13 means for English-speaking Quebecers.
C-13 amends the Official Languages Act that recognizes Canada as a bilingual country. The changes would guarantee workers the right to work in French and consumers the right to be served in French without the same guarantees for English employees and customers. Jimmy Zobrist, special advisor to the mayor, Plante, says they're not quite sure what to expect yet.
I think the mayor and us, we were pretty clear that we first of all, we wanted to see how it affects us in terms of the city's answers, which, by the way, we still have not fully gotten, right? Who can get services. But at the same time, we're looking at it from the point of view that how does it affect us? How does it affect the city?
Andreas, is the French language diminishing?
Yes, it is, but it's not for the reason you think. French-speaking Quebecers are just not having enough kids to maintain the current rate we've been used to. Across the nation, there are pockets of French minority groups that are increasing. French immersion schools are in demand in Calgary and Winnipeg, and there's always an abundance and more growth of people wanting to learn both languages. I spoke to political analyst Robert Thomas, and he says this stems from a campaign of insecurity.
Well, the bottom line is that French has never been stronger in Quebec and in Canada than it is now. What we see is a populist reaction to a campaign which started off with wealthy Quebecers being unable to buy $200 sneakers from minority group members in French.
How does this affect business opportunities in Quebec?
It will definitely hinder opportunities. Zobrist mentioned it, especially in the gaming industry, where it's predominantly English and where Montreal is a world leader. Businesses don't really like bureaucracy, and extra hurdles sets a bad precedent in maintaining current business opportunities and future business opportunities.
The ability of Canadians and Quebecers to support the fundamental rights of their citizens is pivotal in terms of the way Quebec and Canada is seen in the rest of the world.
So I was speaking to Robert Thomas a bit more, and he gave me a little excerpt of his experiences that he was speaking to a French aeronautical company. They're based in Paris and they operate all over the world. And one of the executives said to him that Quebec is the only place where they have to translate their English speaking manual in Quebec to French, and they operate all over the world and their manuals are in English, and Quebec is the only place where they have to translate, and it is cumbersome for them.
Thanks, Andreas. That was Andreas Antoine on the language laws. With the overflow of viruses in the air, more than 150,000 students are currently staying at home. The amount of students absent is more than when the Omicron variant was at large. Nearly one in four hospitalized children are battling more than one respiratory virus. 12.06% of the absent students include preschool, primary, secondary, vocational training, and an adult education. Montreal Public Transport is scrambling to fix issues in services ravaged by COVID-19. New action is being implemented to offer reciprocity for public transit users. Connor Tomalty has that story.
Caitlin Woodley relies on public transport because she does not have a car. For her, public transport can be more of an inconvenience.
It would maybe increase ridership, I guess, if they were like on time more and if it was cheaper. Mm-hmm. The regular rate per month is $100 yeah. for Zone A.
With recent data from the Société de Transport de Montréal showing a drastic dip in ridership, the Montreal municipality is taking charge. One of the ways is offering free fee charges for senior citizens. Jimmy Zubris, the special advisor to Montreal Mayor Valérie Plante, weighed in on the reasoning for this decision.
For seniors, many, of course, who are on a fixed income type of basis, maybe the money they get from the government and their pensions and so on, public transit to be a deterrent from them to be able to visit other people.
Another obstacle Montreal's office is experiencing is the subpar services provided by the STM. Data shows an increase in tardiness by 10%. This fell from 86% in January to 78.6% in September of 2022. The city has already estimated a cost of $40 million would allow for the reduced fare for seniors, saving the elderly users roughly $324 per year. Connor Tomalty, Concordia News.
A new poll shows that a majority of Quebecers are in favor of developing the province's oil resources. Safia Woulaji has the story.
A new Ipsos survey asked the question of whether Quebec should develop its own resources or continue to import all of its oil. Based on the binary question, respondents were in favor of development, with a majority of over 60% of Quebecers for the motion. However, the survey results run in stark contrast to the Legault administration plans. Provincial Minister of Energy Pierre Fitzgibbon said that any oil projects in Quebec were dead. He made the comments at the COP27 Environment Summit a week ago. The Montreal Economic Institute sponsored the survey. Over 1,100 adult Canadians were polled last week to discover these findings. Safia Woulaji, Concordia News.
Phoenix Suns squeezed out a victory against the Los Angeles Lakers. Meanwhile, the Montreal Canadiens got absolutely crushed by the Buffalo Sabres. And things heat up in Qatar as Japan beats Germany in a shocking turnaround. Here's Zach Forte with all your sports news.
The shock is now very much on the cards. Takumi Asano, what an impact off the bench for both Japan's goal scorers.
Straight out of the World Cup in Qatar, Japan has shocked spectators, beating Germany 2-1. Ritsu Doan and Takuma Asano scored a goal each, which came as a major surprise considering the Germans are four-time champions. This game is one of many that has shocked fans, like Saudi Arabia's victory over Argentina yesterday and the draw between Croatia and Morocco this morning. Costa Rica is currently facing live against Spain, and Spain is currently in the lead by 2 points. All eyes are now on Canada as they prepare to take on Belgium this afternoon.
Near circle, Skinner with a rocket, makes it 7-2, and Allen, showing his frustration, breaks the stick on the post after the goal.
Times are tough for the Montreal Canadiens. The Habs suffered a crushing defeat to the Buffalo Sabres at the Bell Centre last night. Buffalo won 7-2. Montreal fans booed their team after a lackluster performance. Canadiens goaltender Jake Allen broke his stick in frustration after Sabres left winger Jeff Skinner scored the team's seventh goal of the night. The Habs are now headed to Ohio, playing the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight at 7.
It's within 5 points, and clearly we're not there yet, but have not had good records in close games. Booker hits that spinning shot. And the Suns.
The Phoenix Suns' Devin Booker and Mikal Bridges delivered the team to victory last night against the Los Angeles Lakers. Each player scored 25 points, leading the Suns to a victory of 115-105. With less than 4 minutes to the game, the Lakers' Patrick Beverley was ejected for shoving Suns' DeAndre Ayton. This is the Suns' third win out of their last 4 games. And that's all your latest sports news.
Thanks, Zach. That was Zach Forte live in studio with sports. A new study reveals that martial arts legend Bruce Lee was more likely to have died due to drinking too much water, as opposed to being killed by swelling of the brain due to him taking a painkiller. The study claims that Lee had many risk factors for his kidney not being able to excrete excess water, as he would drink a lot of liquids and avidly use cannabis, which is known to increase thirst. Today, we'll see clouds overlooking the city, with the temperature being above 0 degrees until the evening, and eventually hitting minus. For the rest of the week, we're looking at some more cloudy but warm days ahead. You can expect rain on Friday and Sunday, where temperatures will rise up to 6 degrees. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. From Concordia News, I'm Aaron Azari.